Governments have killed millions of people once again, this time using hospitals as gas chambers, ordering hospitals not to use life-saving medications, and instead deploying treatments that were sure to kill as many people as possible with remdesivir or ventilators, torturing people for 30 days on ventilators. Intubation, not just a mask over your head, but intubation, tortured. They killed millions of people worldwide. They might as well have hanged them or shot them in the back of the head. But they made it seem painless behind closed doors, like a gas chamber. That's right, we said it. Gas chamber. No different. Oh, it couldn't happen. That's why you have all of these socialists, national socialists, saying there were no gas chambers. There is no genocide. There's nothing to worry about. Take your vaccine. But they mix it up. They might not tell you to take the vaccine. It's as if we had this conservative communist party mixing with left and right. Double-mindedness. Confusion. Oh, it might be what it is, but it might not be. We don't really know what it is. Like a transsexual. That's what National Socialism is. It's like a transsexual. You don't even know what it is. Conservative communist, straight homosexual party. Come join the straight homosexual party. Inclusive, centrist, in the middle, compromise. The government even set up these selfie stations so that people could virtue signal to other sheeple. Come this way. Be a good person. And that's another side of the genocide, is this vaccination program. Countless of people have been killed and maimed, a fate worse than death because of these vaccines. And so, this was the government program. Like government cheese, except the cheese is poison for the rats. Come get your cheese from the government. Come get your vaccine. Here, my pretty. Eat this apple. Everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. You can trust us. We're the government. We're the people that set up a death tower in everybody's neighborhood. A government that surrounds you with death towers probably shouldn't be trusted. And of course, there's the nanotech in the vaccines. At a push of a button, people can be expired. It's the land of doublespeak, if you will, where something means something else. Vaccine means genocide. Ignorance means strength. The vaccine bandwagon, as they discover, they got the VAIDs, vaccine-induced immune deficiency syndrome. They got screwed by the government, and they're too proud to admit it. They should have been suspicious when Trump rolled it out. Then all the liberals come in. Coming in for their government cheese. This plandemic could have a happy ending, after all, because the conservatives didn't drink the Kool-Aid. We watched the cult members from Jonestown drink the Kool-Aid. And then we saw them show up on social media with like zombie skin, neurological disorders. Half their face looked like a character from Batman. Two-faced people, literally. One eye looking at New York, the other eye looking at LA. Blinking in weird ways, and they got that Pfizer smile. Now you have to wonder about the history books, because they got guillotines, they got gallows, firing squads, war criminals have been tried for war crimes before. That's in the history books. They say this is a war against COVID. And so, crimes during a war are war crimes. And these are crimes against humanity. They say it's for your health. But it's really a type of religious sacrifice. They're sacrificing all of these children to the fire. You see the symbolism everywhere. And then you have the cult members, you know, smile at you and say, there's no symbolism. It's your imagination. Really? Is the fluoride that strong with these sheeple? Of course not. What do you expect them to say? But even if they told you that they were sacrificing your children to the devil, even if they were telling you what they were doing, what would that change? I mean, they're practically doing it right now, admitting it. So what would it change? Would people actually go out there and do something? What are they going to do? And people are just scratching their heads. What can we do? This is all unprecedented. So unprecedented. We're like virgins for the very first time. What do we do? How do we resolve the issue? Abstinence is how you resolve the issue. But unfortunately, there's way too many people out there. People aren't going to be able to abstain from seeking justice for these war crimes. And justice demands resolution, ladies and gentlemen. Get to know the Bible. Suffer not a witch to live. Suffer not a witch to live, it says, because otherwise they're feeding you the poison apple. Otherwise they're educating your children, grooming them, raping them, injecting them. That's the way these people are. It's their nature. It's like a snake. It's their nature. War criminals are going to war crime. Serial killers are going to kill. And that's what these people do. Pedophiles are going to rape. They can call themselves LGBT. They can say whatever they want to say, but that's what these people do. And so how long is it going to take? Now they're escorting people around the Walmart if they're not vaccinated, to make sure that they're not buying any unauthorized products in the Communist Republic of Canada. And it's so unreal to watch people from the West convert to communism to try to sell out to the Chinese. I mean, they're practically the enemy right now. And so these people want to sell out and roll out a Chinese system in your neighborhood. Now, you could talk about that conflict all day long. 30 years ago, there was nothing in China. Look at it now. Turns out that Reuters is owned by the same company that owns Pfizer. Reuters is fact-checking and putting out infomercials 24/7, just like the rest of the news. Brought to you by Pfizer. Get your vaccine. We wouldn't lie to you. I mean, these people have a history of lying and committing crimes. But the people on TV want you to forget about that. They want you to forget about all of the bad things that they've done in the past and to trust them now, even though it's obvious that these people have rolled out the plandemic to kill people on purpose. You thought the fluoride was bad. You thought the chemtrails was bad. Look at them now. Bioweapons, nanotechnology, injecting you, people you know. And these people went out there and injected themselves with this Frankenstein vaccine for free donuts? Think again. They did it because it was a satanic baptism. The most evil stuff that they could find out there. They put it in a bottle. They started injecting people with it, turning people into mutants, wiping out their immune system, their cardiovascular system, their nervous system. It's got the graphene, it's got the nanotech. It's got the gene therapy. This is a spiritual war. These people are on the other side of the fence, and they mean to persecute you, kill you, convert you to their religion, to damnation, to treachery and destruction. That's why we recommend listening to the Bible every day, because faith comes from the spoken word. And if you're not listening to the Bible or thinking about the Bible, you should be. Otherwise, you're thinking about diabolical, self-serving, worldly things. And essentially, everything that's connected to the beast system right now, the phones, the TVs, it's all of the dark side. It's all there to get you spiritually. Lust, sloth, wrath, greed, you name it. Will we see war? They're making us think they're going to war. All of a sudden, it's the invasion coming. Is it going to happen as everything goes up in price, as supplies begin to dwindle? What's next? What's in store for humanity next if we just sit on our couches and watch it on TV? Are you ready for the blackout? Are you ready for the reset? It's too late once they hit the switch. People should be running to their capitals like they are in Canada right now. Because otherwise, this system is going to lock you out due to government mandates, they say. Their story is so fictitious. It'd be different if there were dead bodies everywhere in the streets, people dying like it was the plague, you know, like Ebola or something. It'd be different, but this is like the flu. They're making everybody freak out over the flu. Maybe a severe case of the flu. We're not going to get into germ theory. Is it the 5G? Is there a flu? Is this some type of detox due to all of the poisons that they're pumping into the environment? Is it a cocktail effect? What does cocktail effect mean? It means you can take a healthy person, add a vaccine, and get an unexpected outcome. All of these athletes dropping dead. Case numbers skyrocketing in the most vaccinated countries. It's unreal. The numbers now are unreal. They don't even want to count them anymore. Off the charts. You thought the first year or so was bad. The vaccines just blew it up. Ladies and gentlemen. And so, this isn't some type of accident. This isn't some type of Chernobyl or Fukushima. They did this on purpose. Imagine you got a nuclear reactor like 20 miles away from you. The thing blows up and then you find out the government did it. Would you be upset? Of course you'd be upset, but this was like worldwide in everybody's neighborhoods. This affected nearly every person on earth. It was intimate. They stole 2 years from the world, and they killed millions of people. Who do these people think they are? They must think they're Dr. Evil. They must think they're like in some type of James Bond movie or something. These people are hooked on crack or something, because they're like, they get together at their Bilderberg, at their Davos. They look at each other and they're like, why not just take it all? Why not just take it all? This is the last stand for humanity. After this, there's no going back. Once they roll out the Robocops, the Terminators, the surveillance drones, once they start chipping people, once they turn people into the Borg with their transhumanism, there's no going back to normal. And they don't even want people to know what normal is anymore. That's the Orwellian nightmare. People won't even know what's real anymore. Welcome to the metaverse. Welcome to augmented reality. Welcome to the hive mind. Welcome to the assimilation with the vaccine, with the nanochips. And that's exactly what's happening. There's no telling how many people have been assimilated already. Pfizer tells people right now the vaccines don't work. It offers very little or any protection. Well, what's the point? You know, is everybody going to take a vaccine because it makes things 1% better when it's already a 99% survival rate? But the facts don't matter because this is about assimilation. It doesn't matter how many people are killed or injured or maimed. These people have a fate worse than death that have been vaccinated. And it's because of these people at the top. The socialists, the liberals, the psychos. They're all on this power trip. They're all part of this big club. They go to Davos. They go to, you know, the Klaus Schwab clubhouse. They get together and think about how they can just take it all and leave you with nothing. And they tell you that too. You'll have nothing. So that they can have it all. You'll be a robot so that you can serve them. They'll be your masters. You know, these are supposed to be public servants. We're supposed to be living in a free country. And what do these people do? They freak out. They want to take it all. Like a bunch of gangsters. Right? And now they're using the system as their gang members. All of these cops, all of these institutions are now gang members working for these cult leaders. And that's essentially what it is. They've turned like our countries into a giant cult. A cult of death. They're all taking the Kool-Aid. And if you don't take the Kool-Aid, then they want to come after you and force you to take the Kool-Aid, just like Jonestown. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. These vaccines are not safe. They're not effective. It's totally something else. They just call it vaccine, but they might as well call it assimilation or extermination. They call it vaccine to make you feel better, just like, you know, the gas chambers in the 1940s. You're just taking a shower. Yeah, just step this way. Come this way, sir. Step right here. Look right here. There you go. You know, how many scams have you seen like that? How many movies have you seen like that? Oh, just come this way. You know, and then, you know, off with their head. Explosion, whatever. But they're poisoning absolutely everything. And out there in China, they're turning roads into concentration camps. They're going industrial. They got, you know, over 1 billion people that they don't need over there. Do the math. How long does it take to exterminate and erase 1 billion people? So that you don't freak out everybody. Because if people start freaking out, right, then they you know, head for the doors. That's why they were telling people it's just a shower. It's just a vaccine. Otherwise, people would freak out. They'd say no. They'd start rioting. They'd try to survive, right? So they're not going to tell you what it actually is. But you have to wonder with some of these sheeple out there, does it even matter? They're suicidal. Who takes a vaccine like this where essentially there's no liability? Imagine buying something, there's no warranty. You can't take it back. All sales final. Brand new experimental gene therapy. You know, never been done before. None of the animals survived, but we feel confident that it'll be 100% effective. Whatever happened to 100% effective? It went to little or no effectiveness. They were so confident. 100%, 100%. Take your vaccine. This now qualifies as a woman in the United States of America. I think everybody should congratulate themselves. We've become the freakiest country in the history of the world, where the men are women and the women are men. Who remembers, like, the 90s? Ultimate Warrior. Right? WWF Wrestling. Back in the day. They took that guy out. They didn't want people thinking to themselves, I'm the ultimate warrior. They want you thinking to yourselves that you're now, you know, some type of fuzzy little animal. Have you heard about the furries? They're setting up litter boxes in the transsexual bathrooms in schools in America so that those that identify as a cat or something can use the litter box. This is actually government school sanctioned. That's how lost our society has become. Freak show. It's shameful. Every American should be ashamed, not only of what's happening to our culture and our society, but when you look at the fake president, that dude doesn't even know where he's at. Steals the election, doesn't even know where he's at. It's amazing. But Eisenhower tried to warn us. Kennedy tried to warn us. And they still, you know, don't want to admit that they killed Kennedy. Just like you gotta wait 100 years to know what's in these vaccines. Really? We gotta wait 100 years? Endless testimony of the vaccinated. They got the long COVID. You know why they got the long COVID? Because the vaccine has essentially wiped out their red blood cells and their white blood cells. I mean, they're like a zombie, the walking dead as it is. It truly is the zombie apocalypse. These people are walking dead. They're in denial, which is totally understandable. Why? You know, they're trying to deny people basic rights and services because they don't want to take the death vax. They're bribing you to get the cheese. Oh, you want to go to McDonald's, do you? This is not a dude. And this is not a dude either. We got this guy on video saying when he was human. Well, if he's not human, then what is it? Right? So maybe they're getting cute and they don't want to identify as human anymore. But you look at where technology is going, the Neuralink, the nanotech, and the vaccines. I mean, this is about the Borg. Who wants to be part of the collective? How many people out there want to be part of the Zuckerbot collective? Would you like to be a Zuckerbot slave in the metaverse? But these people have created a society for themselves, and they're excluding anyone that doesn't want to submit or sell out. Again, more powerful testimony of what's happening in these death care facilities. They're withholding life-saving treatments, prescribing things that essentially kill people, and then when they do kill people, they pass it off as COVID or natural causes. They never take responsibility. But in America, and this has been, you know, something that's been going on for quite some time, last 30, 40 years, maybe even longer, medical malpractice is essentially one of the leading causes of death in America. Like third leading, not just like top 10, like top 3. They do things that they shouldn't do. They amputate the wrong arm. They amputate the wrong leg. This happens all the time. And so healthcare has really become death care because essentially nobody really cares anymore. And the incentive is essentially to make money and not to cure people. Because if they cure people, then they eliminate potential revenue. So they want to squeeze everything out of people. And so you have to beware of government. They are the leading killer worldwide. They kill more people than anything else. Genocides happen because of governments, and we can clearly see that there's a political edge or side to what's happening out there. The liberals are the vaccinated, and the conservatives are the unvaccinated. And so they use this fake health emergency to justify extreme measures. Everybody can see what's going on. And the evidence is totally out there. The vaccines don't work. They kill people. They hurt people. And governments are still like, you have to get your vaccine. But it doesn't work. You have to get your vaccine. It kills people. You have to get your vaccine. COVID's a flu. You have to get your vaccine. It's like they're in denial. Why are they in denial? Because after 2 years of plandemic, if everything they've put out there is bunk, then somebody's going to hang. And so they'd rather start World War III than come clean with what they've done. Have no doubt about that. You know the type. There's not an honest bone in their bodies. They're never going to come clean. All the evidence is there. It's like an episode of Cheaters. You got them on video. You got the text messages. You got the phone calls. And none of it matters. You confront them. It's like, you're crazy. It's your imagination. Right? UK health secretary compares the COVID to the flu. In the UK, I mean, their government is running scared because you got the British jumping all over the BBC, taking out the pedo statue, showing up at the Prime Minister's house. I mean, they're going all out in the UK. And so they're trying to jump ship. The rats are trying to jump ship in the UK. And so they're like, oh yeah, it's just the flu. Take off your mask. Go back to normal. Think about something else. Go back to shopping. Here, let's open up Disneyland. Give them something. But in countries where people are just marching around in circles, they're not getting anywhere. And so you can't vote these people out. You can't walk around in circles and hope that things are going to change. That's not how this works. That's not how tyranny works. That's not how freedom works. When you're being run by criminals and tyrants, sitting at home is a criminal act. Sitting at home doing nothing while they're exterminating people and children is a criminal act. If people aren't involved every single day trying to do something, they deserve what they get. Because it's right there in your face. They're not just cheating on you. They're trying to kill you, poison you, stab you. And the like. They're war criminals. And they're quite possibly transhuman in nature. Some of these world leaders look robotic. You don't even know. It looks like they live on the television. You don't even know the magnitude of what's going on out there. But the vaccines are like the tip of the iceberg. It's a symptom to another problem, which is there's something terrible happening on planet Earth. You know, it feels like the apocalypse. It feels like the end of days. It's not just that they're scamming people. It's not just that they're doing the classic soft kill. Things have totally ramped up. No freedom. Feels like the Twilight Zone out there. Think of everything we've gone through in the past 2 years. And you just want to sit at home and just wait for more? You want to show up like Oliver Twist? Can I have some more, sir? So now that people have been practicing marching like basic training in every major city of the world, these people need to know that they've started their own militia. They've started their own army. You have a standing army in every city. Now. And so, if they couldn't lock down Afghanistan, if they couldn't win in Iraq, you think they're going to win in our countries? It's just that people have lost their edge. They're afraid. They've gotten lazy. And so, we'll see what happens. We got the truckers on the move out there in Canada. They say it's like two provinces wide, from Ontario to the other side of Manitoba, which is like a third of the country. In their cars and trucks on the way to the capital, they say like a million people is on the way. Trudeau is on the run. Gone into hiding. He says he's been in contact with somebody with COVID. All right? They're all vaccinated, wearing triple masks. What are they so worried about? It's Omicron. It's the flu. Trudeau has gone into hiding because Trudeau has probably killed as many Canadians as Saddam Hussein. And so, as many Iraqis as Saddam Hussein. So, war crimes are on the table. Everything should be on the table right now, as they like to say on the TV. We need a robust solution to the problem. These are unprecedented times. And you know what they say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. These people wanted to be like tyrants, like Saddam Hussein, like any other dictator out there. Pol Pot, you know, Hitler, whatever. These people wanted to be like that. Well, their fate will certainly be like that. The question is, how many people are we going to let them kill before we hold a public and speedy trial, a people's court, a Nuremberg trial 2.0? How long before we, the people, get justice for these war crimes? That is the question. We'll have to leave it there for this broadcast. Best news on the internet, uncensored. And feel free to mirror this content. Any of the videos that you find, put it out there. Copy and paste. Easy as can be. Get that information out there. Stay organized and build a local network, because perhaps one day they'll cut off the internet. We see that happen in countries right now where revolutions are happening. They cut off the internet. That's the first thing to go. So by now, everybody should be on the same page. And we'll just figure it out on the streets. You know, are you one of us or are you one of them? You can tell them by their lisp. You can tell them by their mask. You can tell them by the look in their ear, in their eyes. The crazies have this look to them. There they are. They got the aspartame eyes, that fluoride stare. It's all about nothingness and thoughtlessness. You think too much when you talk to them. Wear your mask up to your nose, above your nose, up to your eyebrows. You still got people like that out there. So, at this stage, people should be aware that this is just basically a zombie apocalypse waiting to happen. And the damage should be contained as quickly as possible before it spirals out of control. There's no telling what these people will do next. But essentially, this has started as... it started like a zombie apocalypse movie. You take any zombie apocalypse movie, and you could just play the first 2 years of this pandemic. Virus leaks out of the bioweapons lab, spreads around the world. The vaccine provided by the Chinese, you know, boots up this Trojan horse mystery disease, wipes out the enemy and turns them into zombies while the Chinese, you know, laugh at us eating their fortune cookies. You know, that's basically what we're dealing with here. And you look at the incompetence of Western leadership, and it's like, we would be better off being ruled by the Russians or the Chinese, really. Maybe. But we would probably be even better off being free again. Going back to that pre-9/11 world. Can we get there? Look at this guy. He's like an alien. Look at that neck, man. You think that's CGI? You know, in the comments, we've posted the NBC version interview where he's doing the same thing. It's like a frog or something. People are freaking out watching this on the television. What is it? You know, you got this alien that wants to inject you. If this isn't some kind of Hollywood movie or Hollywood script rolled out on the public, I mean, what else could it be? Get your free vaccine, get your free cheese, come join the fun. And don't forget about any of these war criminals. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.